Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
She wore her wedding dress to her cousin's wedding. Wow.
Wow is right.
Okay, here's what she said, Allie in DZ. Here's my moral dilemma. My cousin ruined my wedding. So now 4 years later, I'm happy to return the favor. She was so drunk and combative that my wedding was shut down early. I've been angry about it for the past 4 years, and when I bring it up, she doesn't care and thinks the story is funny. I don't. So when I got her wedding invite, I knew exactly how I wanted to repay her. I decided to wear my wedding dress since she cut my time short with it the first time.
Hey. Hey, yo.
It's very creative.
Yeah?
She said, when I arrived, everyone thought it was a joke, but I wasn't laughing. And when the bride came over and asked when I was going to change to other clothes, I told her never, and this was my gift to her. My whole family says I crossed the line. I don't feel like apologizing, and now we're at odds. Am I the jerk for wearing my wedding dress to my cousin's wedding?
Yikes!
Wow. Signed, signed Lisa. Okay, Lisa.
Lisa.
Lisa is mad.
Lisa's messy.
Well, you know how much you put into weddings to have someone come in and have your wedding shut down because they were drunk and combative? That would set me off, too.
And how bad does somebody have to be to have to shut down the wedding because they're so drunk and combative? People are drunk at weddings. That's what most weddings
are. Well, usually that's what makes it more fun.
Right?
So if you went that far, you were bad.
You went so bad that they have to shut the night down.
Okay, but the question is, though, is she the jerk for wearing the wedding dress then as retribution for years later? So she wore her wedding dress straight up to the wedding and was like, hey-o.
She feels like her time got cut short in her dress on her day, so now she's going to get the use out of it. You know how expensive wedding dresses are.
She's being petty, and I'm not saying I'm not here for it.
Did you say petitious?
Totally petitious. The made-up word by DZ. Petty as hell. But is she the jerk? Is she the jerk for wearing... Because, I mean, her wedding got destroyed.
But she's been holding on to this for the last 4 years. But not only holding on to it, she's been saying something about it. She's been trying to talk to her cousin and be like, hey... This was terrible. Like, and she's non-apologetic, thinks it's hilarious. Okay, let's see how funny you think it is me wearing my wedding dress to your wedding.
That's why I say not a jerk, because it's like if the cousin isn't even sorry.
Right.
And now she's going through her own wedding, so she knows what goes into it, mm-hmm. and how much it costs, and she still doesn't feel bad about destroying somebody else's wedding. At that point, I'm done with you.
Is it just a taste of your own medicine?
It's a taste of I don't want to be friends with my cousin anymore.
Oh, they're definitely not friends right now. I can tell
you that.
Maybe
that's why I say not the jerk. But then, come on, then it's like stupid at their level.
That's going far.
And then that makes, then you're the jerk because now you, this is the moral dilemma.
Dog, I know it is.
Are you playing shady or are you just being?
Or you'd be the bigger person.
Is it harmless or is it not? 414-533-1037. Lisa wore her wedding dress to her cousin's wedding 4 years later just to ruin her day.
Spiteful, but with reason.
But with reason.
I hate to say this. Y'all gonna come at me, I'm sure.
What?
I'm leaning towards not the jerk. I am. I really am.
I said not the jerk, but I don't know if that's... I feel like that's the wrong thing to say here.
Is it?
I don't know if that's really the right answer.
Ooh.
I feel like someone who's... I feel like my therapist would be like, Allie.
Come on. Come on, Allie. Come on.
But here I am going backwards, going, come on, fair. It's all fair. It's all fair in love and war.
Bruh, with little context, 100% jerk. You wore a wedding dress to someone else's wedding. With added context, after we found out she ruined your wedding 4 years ago, ruined. Starts to make it a little hairy, dog.
People are texting in like crazy. Yes, she's a jerk, but still funny. Said, hell no, not a jerk. Somebody else said, it's been 4 years. Grow up. Somebody behind that, not the jerk. It's all over the place on the text.
We're 50-50 already, huh?
Ooh, let's go. We're going to take your calls and texts next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Couldn't be more split down the middle when it comes to our text messages today, which you can text 414-533-1037. What happened was Lisa wrote in and wanted to know if she was the jerk for wearing her wedding dress to her cousin's wedding because her cousin ruined her wedding 4 years ago. So she was repaying her, returning the favor.
Something like that.
Melanie is in Milwaukee this morning. Good morning, Melanie. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Good. Which way are you going? Are you going jerk or not a jerk on this?
Okay, so I don't think she's a jerk, but here's why. So she tried to be the bigger person for 4 years and express her feelings to her cousin and her family, which if you go to therapy, you know that that's what they always say. Talk to them. See what's going on. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't seem like the family held the cousin accountable, which leads me to believe that this is the cousin that nobody wants to invite anywhere.
Ooh, what a twist she had on it.
Melanie.
Okay.
I'm interested.
I don't know if it's the Latina petty in me, though.
I'm white, I'm petty.
At her baby shower, at the baby shower, I'm pulling up and being like, yeah, I'm pregnant too.
Melanie savage.
I'm sorry.
Melanie said, I'm stealing your thunder for the rest of your life now.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems like she's not being held accountable because at the wedding, the family came up to Lisa and said, hey, Lisa, that wasn't cool. But did they do that at Lisa's wedding for the cousin who was acting a fool? And how much money did that, you know, all the money that she spent at the wedding, free, you know, like open bar and everything, is Lisa getting that money back or refunded? Probably not. She can't get that night back ever again.
Right.
So neither can the cousin.
Look, Melanie, you had me at be petty, not the jerk. I'm in.
Say less.
And like I said, it's not just Latina. It's all women. I'm happy to be petty as a white person, okay? I will represent everyone.
That's all I'm saying. I'm pulling up to the baby shower like, yeah, we're having babies together.
Everybody's pregnant. Mm-hmm.
Pettiness doesn't discriminate.
Melanie started the petty train, though. She says, no, not the jerk.
All right, girl, have a good day.
Me too.
All right, let's go to Gina in Milwaukee on 5. How about that? Good morning, Gina.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing well. We're trying to figure it out. Is Lisa the jerk for wearing her wedding dress to her cousin's wedding after 4 years?
I say she is the jerk.
Oh, go on.
I guess in my mind, you just need to be the bigger person, and she definitely was not in this situation. And that's kind of the
Gina,
plain and simple of it.
Now she's coming in with do the right thing, and now I'm having to flip my answer again.
And see, now you're going, dang it,
with
Gina.
With Melanie, I was like, let's be petty. Woo! And now Gina's like, do the right thing, Allie. And I'm like, damn it. All right, fine.
Gina, why do you got to bring I mean, yeah, being the bigger person is the logical thing.
Why
but
do you have to be right?
What's more fun?
I hear you. Melanie made some good points. She did make some good points.
Yeah. No, but you made great points as well. Being the bigger person is kind of key in the situation.
Well, this is what Am I the Jerk is about, getting every perspective and deciding in the end who the jerk is, right? So we appreciate
it. You got a devil on your shoulder and an angel, so we'll see what's next.
That part.
Every day.
Way to end it. Gina, we appreciate your call.
Bye, Gina.
Bye.
All right, let's pull up Doug in Milwaukee this morning.
Baby, let's move. What?
Doug!
Me out of nuggets.
What, are you dropping off kids at school? Is that what's happening right now?
I drive for a living.
No, so, he's just waving to children on the street.
He's just out here.
Doug, what are you saying on this one? Is Lisa the jerk for wearing the wedding dress to her cousin's wedding?
Yeah, listen, I love being the tiebreaker, so I'm going to have to say no. I don't think she's a jerk.
Really?
Yeah. It's a couple things. Like, pettiness, I really hate pettiness when it's on the first account. So, like, when the cousin or whatever, when she was being petty, that's what really drives me nuts. But the after petty, that's what makes her not a jerk.
Oh,
because,
it's deserved.
Well, someone was already petty to her, so why not be petty?
Now it's warranted. And like what Gina was saying, you went through the process. Or excuse me, not Gina. Like what Melanie was saying, you went through the process. You tried to talk to her. You avoided the pettiness for 4 long years.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's an eye for an eye.
being a hypocrite. Like if someone's going to do something to you and then they do it to you back, and then you're mad, like, get over it. Like, you were just did the same thing, pretty much.
Somebody texted in and said, petty. Okay, thanks, Doug. Oh, boy. Okay.
Appreciate you, Doug.
Just turn him
later,
off.
Man.
DC, you're too nice. DC's so worried about
I can say bye to people, dog. Let me say bye.
It's like, and DC's like, bye, Doug.
Hey, different people, man. You're
nicer than me. That's for sure.
Different people.
Somebody texted in and said, nah, we live once. Stay petty.
Just like that, period.
And then somebody else said, petty, yes, jerk, no. Money goes into these parties, and unless her cousin compensated her for the time that they didn't use the venue, then no, not the jerk.
You know she didn't. She ain't compensating nothing.
It was not the jerk. Everyone said be petty today. So that we're going with what they said.
Hey, y'all answered.
It's
we
up
good
to
with
you.
It.
Even though I started it by saying not the jerk and karma and being petty with them.